Nice.
Is anyone here?
What did you find?
You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.
Very good Friday evening. Welcome to Supernatural Confessions Friday Night Live. We are your hot dates for tonight. Thank you for joining us. Every 10 p.m. Friday, this is the last five episodes for 2022. So if you have just joined us, welcome to Supernatural Confessions. And also for those of you who have been with us for all these years, sometimes I get messages from you guys, or I bump into you guys on the streets and you say, I'm a big fan of the show. Thank you so much. You are the reason we are here week after week. We have a lot of fun. We have a lot of banter. Everything is unscripted. And I got to tell you, today's episode, all the confessions that we have, the three confessions that is very nicely edited by Kim right there. And also we're going to give a throwback and discussion on a very, to me, a very powerful confessions last Wednesday on podcast. So today's session is going to be extremely tight. I have a good vibe and buzz about it. The only thing that can screw up my night is if my mic stop working or my computer resets itself. And I hope that doesn't happen.
Sorry, Eugene, I can't hear you. I can't hear you. What's happening?
Also,
Dollar job.
Yeah. Our fourth member will be joining us in a short while. Right now, she is somewhere slightly nearer than Sembawang. She's in Finland watching the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. And she will be joining us about 10:45 because it's 5 hours behind for her. Full show, guys, today. Full show.
Oh, it's 5 hours behind.
Kim, boy, you look very serious, lah. What's up?
No, lah. I'm just waiting for you to do your intro.
Oh, you want me to shut up? No,
maybe he needs to go to the toilet, bro. I should have given you 10 minutes to go to the toilet, bro.
All right. Okay, so let me do the intro for my friend here, lah. The man with the Supernatural Confessions cap and awesome headphones. The cuckoo bird from Kuching. The man, the voice of the podcast. The producer of all the confessions. Joachim Van, also known as Kimmy Boy, from Kuching, Sarawak.
I think next year, one of the moving forward direction is stop introducing us like a WWE wrestler. I think we gotta do a jingle, pay somebody to do it or something.
Okay. Yeah, how you doing? I mean, all the work and all that.
Oh, I thought we are losing Eugene.
Huh?
No, I'm good. Yeah. It's still busy. It seems like October is jam-packed, but so far I'm still here, lah. So still alive.
And WAK is on the way, right? Tomorrow WAK festival starts.
Yeah, the launching is happening tomorrow, and yeah, the events are happening starting tomorrow, lah.
And we will be there from the 23rd to the 30th of October in Sarawak. If you would like to join us, you can still get your tickets from the 28th to the 30th. We'll give you the link later on and also play the promo video. But for now, let's say hello to the man down under. Since I cannot do the whole wrestling thing, I should just do very modest. The Apex Predator, also known as Joseph D. Kota, JDC. How are you doing, buddy?
You forgot, very good, man. You forgot one of my monikers, Man of the House.
Oh, wow. You got JDC, you got Man of the House, Apex Predator.
Yes, Man of the House. That's right, Man of the House. I actually am the Man of the House. I don't know why you don't think so. That's because both my wife and my daughter are out watching Billie Eilish today at a concert. So I am technically the man in the house.
The man.
The only man in the house.
Yeah. I can do whatever I want in the house now. I can say whatever I want. I can make loud noise. No one's going to say anything.
KK Heng is saying there's a bit more
until
gray.
Until the wife and daughter come back.
Yeah.
Sorry?
There's a bit more gray in your goatee today.
This is what you call age, man. I'm just growing old. You know, like nowadays, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I used to look at older people when I was younger and go, look at that guy. Why are they making so much of sounds when they get up from the chair? Like why are they? But now I'm making those sounds when I sit down on the chair when I get up, so... Yeah, KK Heng, it's called age, man.
2 years of doing Supernatural Confessions Friday Night Live and everyone ate so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
How's your week been, though, Eugene?
I had a very interesting week. I did a lot of housekeeping for myself over the last couple of months. I kind of like where I am now in my energy, you know, in the place where I am in this world with my skin and with myself. The downside is, unfortunately, I had some bad news at work yesterday. You know, but it's yeah. So things are a bit tumultuous at work, and it's got me a little bit worried. But you know what? Wait, there's no point getting worried now. I'll update you guys next week. But I better let you guys know this: I will not be able to join you all on the 7th, next Friday. I'm gonna have to be away for work. So you guys have to hold the fort. Boleh? Okay, Kim, why don't you say all hello right, to Joe, people on
Joe
Facebook?
Has to hold the fort.
Yeah, say hello on Facebook. And Joe, why don't you say hello to people on YouTube?
Definitely. Okay,
wait,
so
wait.
On YouTube.
Joe is on Facebook. I'm on YouTube.
Okay.
Joe, say hello to the people on Facebook.
Yeah, now you confuse me. You know, old people like that, you can't confuse too much,
Facebook,
okay?
Facebook.
So, Facebook, you know, Joe. We have quite a few people today. Ivan Goh, and I've never seen the name before. I wonder who that guy is. Amrita Badura, I think she's new. I've not seen that name before. West SA, Maitreya Om, hi guys. And Ivan Goh has put hashtags with my name in it because of a Facebook conversation I've been having with him today.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he reckons he's got so, I said, you got so many hashtags for Kim. No, I said, I have no hashtags. That's okay. So now he's bloody listed all my hashtags. Joe the Apex Predator. Joe Kim. I like that's the best. I like that one. And Joe's housekeeping of the week. Well, yeah, I have to do housekeeping today. I forgot. No, I got stuff. We have quite a few people. Lincoln Heng. We have Zeppi Matt. We have Reina Runa. We have Jonathan Lim. Oh, that's another familiar name. It just reminds me of someone that I've heard about.
Jonathan Lim, he's the director, performer, all around writer, talented person who hosts Ghost Mortem, and also he is now writing for Chestnuts. If you guys have not gotten your tickets, please get it by today because today's the last day for early bird. You get 25% crazy discount. I'm going on the 27th of November. So if you guys want to hang out, 27th of November is where I'll be watching Chestnuts.
Yeah, and we also have Adeline and Carlos, and I want to say as well that for those of us who want to support, you know, SE Friday Night Live, please head over to. Oh my God, I lost my
SE
brain.
Friday
just
Live.
Had like a, my brain just had like a bit of a stop. buymeacoffee.com/SE Friday Live if you would like to buy the host a coffee. And I have to say, and I don't know if this is the same Adeline, but Adeline has bought us a coffee even before the stream started. So
thank you
very
Adeline.
Much. Namaste.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah, on people on YouTube, there's a lot of new names, I think. Okay, if I read it out and for those that I missed out completely, then I apologize first, huh? We have Wichi Su again, Axi Joe, Karina, KK Heng, M Faiz, Frankie, Javon. The clock says Vane, Gil, Shafiq, Jillian, Camellia, Fu Yubing, League of Angels Singapore, Ezri, Joseph, Sriya Yuchi. Some of your names are very hard to pronounce.
Keeps having difficulty.
Yeah, Terry, Majin Malayan, Lisa Marie, Mark. Yeah, so Rekha, welcome to the show. So again, if I missed out your name, you can shout out in the comments. Eh? Kim, you missed out my name. Mountain God, Kejin, Alsatian, Adrian Chua. Wow,
some new name.
some very new name. So, hi everybody. Welcome to the show.
And just very quickly before I forget, just as we were talking about Buy Me a Coffee, Harold Lim dropped us 5 coffees. So thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Seven Charleston Chan is asking, hey guys, fan of your channel, any opinions on Sneaky Sushi as Spooner Road video? Have you guys caught that?
No.
Actually, yes for me.
I caught it too.
Somehow the video pop up on my feed, and then after that I watch it, and the moment Supernatural Confessions name pop up, I'm like, hey, wait, Wait, you know the meme Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
That is... Yeah, that's what I did.
Yeah, I felt his production quality was pretty good. I think he's jumping on the bandwagon of what's interesting. I mean, Sneaky Sushi did a very good job with how he grew his channel. Very funny guy with his fork and his mic. I felt the guy was very natural. Obviously, when he took my Spooner Road video and he did it without any credit the first time round, I was a bit miffed. But I didn't want to go and start taking people's video down and all that. I just don't think it was necessary. So I sent out a message and say, hey, you know, it'd be cool if you just give me a link back. Didn't bother replying me at all. But this new video that he put up, he actually mentioned Supernatural Confessions. So I guess, you know, thank you very much. And yeah, I mean, his co-host, the girl who was actually in a video with him, I thought that was pretty cool. We want to bring her on the show if it's possible.
All right. Mm. Ooh, I'm hearing a few clinks. So someone's bought us three coffees again.
Oy,
oy. Wow, they're coming in hard and fast today. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Also, someone's asking whether we are still doing our walk with Hantu Changi. Yes, we are. We have one more date left. 8th of October. 8th of October. It's a Saturday night. That's 2 weeks from now. We will be running walk with Hantu Changi. So we have ran, I think, about 4 sessions already. And thankfully, fingers crossed, so far, all the participants have given us rave reviews, not wow. One bad one. So let's try to keep up that streak. So if you're interested, go check out supernaturalconfessions.com. That's where you'll find all the details about our tour, our upcoming WAP campaigns, and the 21st meetup. I actually have a location already for us, and I'll tell you more on that later.
Whoop.
Yeah, but for now, Kim, do you want to tell us a bit more about WAP?
Okay, WAC is actually for What About Kuching. It's a month-long festival that's going to be happening in the city of Kuching, starting from tomorrow all the way until the end of October. So Supernatural Confessions have been invited down to join the festival, where we're going to be there starting on the 23rd, if I'm not wrong. I don't have a calendar with me now.
23rd is when we arrive, Sunday. 23rd
of October. Oh, okay, sorry. 24th of October. Mm. So the exhibition is going to start on the 24th of October. But we are inviting all the community to join us on the 28th onwards, which is Friday Night Live. And then whereby on the 29th, we're going to go for a whole day tour. This includes visiting living museums, fairy caves, and also the night walk, whereby we're going to visit some place that is definitely with something else there. So, yeah, plenty of exciting stuff. Once again, if you want to check out all this, we already have our promo video up on YouTube. And also, at the same time, we have all the information on our website as well. If you do not know the website, it's www.supernaturalconfessions.com.
Now, whatever
you guys want to come and really, you know, come and see us in Singapore. Come see us, especially in Kuching, right? Because this is the first time you get to interact with the host. You get to walk with us. You get to stay with me in the car as we go to these really scary places. Get to see Kim. And, you know, we established that I need to go and make sure that the car is safe and sound. And that the participants, like purses, handbags, like, you know, valuables are kept safe. That's why I'm there. That's why I look scary like this.
Okay.
Can we at least actually bring down Veera Chai just to look at that and Joe join us? Veera Chai looks scarier than Joe, so he can take care of the belongings and what.
Veera Chai looks like a debt collector, man. So yeah, man.
Well, whatever.
Can you remember when he had come online and we had asked him, like, oh, you know, you look like a debt collector, you can collect some money? He goes, yeah, sure. He didn't miss a beat. He just went, yeah, sure, no worries. You know, 25%.
That like, guy was hilarious on our show. Know,
he answered way too quickly for me. That's right.
Yeah.
I also want to shout out a little bit whereby the exhibition that is going to happen in Kuching, we're going to work together with House Kuching, whereby it's a community-led project to transform a space into a hub for creative and community activities. Whereby nice. House actually put up a lot of work to help us with the exhibition. So as you can see in the video earlier on, you're going to see paintings, you're going to see sculptures, you're going to see actual things that our collaborators might bring in to actually, you know, show you that is something might follow you home after that. We do not know.
The place is haunted. I promise
that. Mm. But you're definitely going to... Yeah, the place is haunted. Yeah. We are not making the story up. Mm. We already told you last week whereby there is an actual resident spirits that live in the place that we're going to do all our show.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus. Okay. Oh yeah.
Hey, it's 10:20 now. We got time for
what, Joe? Wanna stay in the car?
I think yeah. Remember, if I had to go to the toilet, one of you gotta follow me, right? I'm not going to the toilet alone.
Yeah, like, Kim lah. Kim will go with you. Right?
Thanks, Kim.
No. Why will I go with you?
Why, you Joe? Are yeah, supportive of my testicles. Supportive of my fear. Yes, supportive of my testicles, that's right.
Okay, time for housekeeping.
So we're gonna move on with the housekeeping.
Then housekeeping. After that, I'll hand over to you, Kim. Then we can do the last episode 179 podcast.
Nice. Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Housekeeping.
Yeah.
So I kind of lied to everyone. I actually did my homework. So I've been trawling through the thing, and you know, three posts leapt up to me that, you know, really caught my eye. I think the first one was by Xinyu on the 17th of September, when she actually asked, like, I'm going to start off with something a little bit sad. She asked about how can someone communicate with your loved ones, you know, and she spoke about how her father had passed on, you know, through pancreatic cancer, and she was really missing him, and her grief was terrible. So, you know, Xinyu, on behalf of the entire team, you know, condolences for what for the passing of your father. And you know, through writing it, your grief is very palpable, it's very there. And people were commenting about, you know, a lot of them were not talking about ghosts or stories like that. They were talking about grief. Mm. And I think grief can be a very powerful emotion. And in general, I think human beings don't do well with grief. Mm. And look to actually connect with a departed loved one. Now, I'm curious as to what, you know, the panel, like, you know, Eugene and Kim, what do you guys think about connecting with a loved one via something like a tanki, even or a Ouija board, just after they've passed? Is that a good thing, do you think?
That's something that I've been thinking about for a very long while. But I can tell you the answer that I'm leaning towards. Of course, this answer might change in the years to come. But as of now, I'm leaning towards, I don't want to know or to speak with my loved one who just passed away. Only because going through a tanki and all that, I probably want the person to just leave and be happily ever after wherever they need to go, rather than being held back. You get what I mean? If anything at all, go, be at peace. We are fine. That's the message I want to put to my loved ones. However, there's still this part of my head at the back that goes, is there something you want to tell us?
Sure.
If you have not told us, then this is our chance. But again, that's a Pandora's box that you open, you cannot close. Because what if you, A, hear something that then you have to act upon? B, what if the person who's talking to you is not even your loved one, but a demon trying to
take
on the position? So there's so many what ifs and so many gray areas that do I want to risk it? So as of now, I said no. So I'm leaning towards not wanting to know.
I think for me, for my side, I think that if your loved one goes naturally, as in it's already their time, or they are old, they are sick, you know, then after that they pass on, I don't think I would actually want to ask them anything else. Like, you know, for example, I don't want to call them back and ask, "Eh, uncle, your Rolex that time you tell me where?" jokes aside, but of course, I would think that, you know, it's already sad to see them go. I would feel that it's even sadder if you call them back than actually they tell you something that you might not want to know.
Mm.
So I rather, when my loved one goes, I rather keep only the beautiful memories, only the good times of them with me and with the family. I rather have that and live on and not, you know, just hope that they will be at peace and be wherever they should be. But of course, like Eugene said just now, what if you... you call, uncle, uncle, where is your Rolex? And then suddenly something else appeared and you want a Rolex? I give you a Rolex.
No.
Your soul. Then what am I going to do? I'm like, let me think. I know, right? So, yeah, no. No, Joe.
I'm wondering if you can flip it. Like, you know how, like, you know, when you make a deal with the devil or when you make a deal with spirits, they will sometimes, like fulfill your wish to the letter. You know what I mean? But not in a way that you expect. So when the devil asks for your soul, you just take your shoe and give it to him. I wonder if that will work. Like, you thought you'd change it around me, you get my soul.
It's like how the devil always play on words with you, right? Now you do it to him.
Yeah. You just reverse psychology. Look, all jokes aside, Sinew, thank you so much for sharing that. We can't tell you what the answer is going to be. We can't tell you whether it's okay to connect with your father, whether it's not okay. All we can say is that, you know, give yourself time to grieve. Mm. Allow yourself to feel sad. Allow yourself to feel down because you've missed a loved one. Mm. And just hope you find the answers that you're looking for.
Okay.
Just moving on, so I've got two more things to share, and I can be very quick with this one before I want to play a video, because I know we've got to move on. And this was by a lady called Wan Noraisya. I think she's a Malay lady. And what she wrote about was how her husband works a night shift. So one night as she was sleeping, she's very sleepy, the phone had rung, and she picked it up, and her husband saying, "Oh, I'm at the front door, can you open it for me?" And this is what you should do. So she got up, you know, going to open the front door, let the husband in, and went back to sleep. And then a few minutes later, the husband called and asked, "Can you come and open the front door?" And she says, don't joke, I've already kind of let you in, right? And he goes, "No, I'm at the front door." So she let him in, and she was really freaked out. She went to her handphone and looked at the call log, and there was no call there at all. And I think a lot of people were talking about was what I would say. Perhaps it was a dream. Perhaps it was just something that happened in the midst of sleep. But I think it's what would have happened if she had found, like, on her phone, right, the log that says her husband had called her. But then when she goes into her husband's phone, there's no call made from that.
The husband deleted the phone log.
This is a premise for a horror.
Bro, you must be Team Hantu. Why must you say that? You must compliment la, bro. Alama.
The world is about yin and yang. You have to be balanced. You give, you take. Okay, one Hantu, one rational. It cannot be Hantu, everybody Hantu. Then what's the fun?
As my Sifu said, Tai Chi is big circle. Not triangle, not square, circle. Do you know? When triangle spin, it's a circle. When square spin, it's a circle. It's all circle. Very high level.
Your Shifu, wise man.
That was a very good story, but I don't know. Eugene, is there time to play that video that I sent
you? Yeah, there is. We've got time today. Okay, let's play this video.
Let's do it. Oops. Have a look very carefully at the window. If you guys
so fast.
Has it played yet?
Yeah.
There's a cat. What happened?
Look at the window, look at the window, look at the window.
Oh.
Did you see what happened?
No.
The window opened.
Okay. I'm gonna look this. Okay. Oh, it's closed now, it opens by itself.
What do you guys think?
String.
The clerk from YouTube says string la.
String.
And then Shan goes wind la.
The string from where? Downstairs, is it? Outside.
Actually, I was looking. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sorry, you're saying, Kim?
I was saying that you see the cat does not have any reaction. Right? The cat just turned and look at the window open, then as if, you know, like, hey, window open. There is nothing that, you know, if the cat got scared or if the cat starts to run away, probably I would say this is it. This is the hantu. But the cat seems to be like, hey, window open again. Ah, yeah, this human. Open
but you
the
know,
door.
Cats are assholes, right? They just sit there like, you know, you get, come here, darling. They just look at you like,
okay, what's the background of this video first? What's the context of it?
Man, I don't think there was any context. This was just sent as a personal context. It was just a fucking video. Actually, I lie. I didn't research the context of the video. Okay, you see what happens, right? This is triggering what used to happen in high school and in primary school. It's like, you know, you tell a lie to your teacher, and then eventually, you know, he's going to get caught out. So you just go like, I'm sorry, I just told a lie. I really didn't do my homework. No. The Ultraman didn't come flying through my window and steal my homework and bring it to another planet. I apologize. I won't do it again. And the next time it happens, you fucking lie again. Why is it like this?
I don't know.
That one, I have no answer. Huh?
But very good. When you're in a hole, don't dig. just get straight to the point.
I felt the hole was going to get really deep, so I mean, you know what? I better come clean to Eugene and Kim and say that I didn't research.
Next he's going to do is like his lie is going to be spinning. Yeah, so it was a found footage. Someone died. And
yeah. And then it would be end up like, you know what really happened? Someone sent it to me. It got sent to me from an anonymous Hotmail address, and I just got to see it. Yeah, so
when you called the number back, it was actually a dead number. The person who owned the number was actually passed away 3 months ago.
Yeah. So just take it from me, guys. Don't lie. Just be truthful. Be truthful all the time.
Okay. So, I mean, just with regards to that.
You didn't do your homework. Say you didn't do your homework.
As that standalone video, again, we always talk about why a camera would be pointing specifically at a spot where haunting is being caught. I like to believe it's a haunted video because I love haunted videos. But it's the middle of the day, the cat is there, not giving a fuck. You know, it's just not scary enough, but very cool. All right, Kim.
And again, with like stuff like that, right, you just need a little bit more evidence. You just need a little bit more information. You need to know what are the circumstances, what's the weather in the day, is there aircon, was there people at home, you know? You want to find out a little bit more of the information.
Context.
No, totally.
Okay, Kim, over to you. Yeah. Please lead the rest of the show. Take it forward.
Okay, before we continue, I want to address this comment on YouTube by Donnie Darwin AGC. Donnie said, Kuching Museum don't have the longhouse section anymore. Is that right? I remember when I was young, my granduncle brought us there when there was a human skull. And this wasn't the concept already when I visited in 2012. Yes, the museum currently, it's no longer around. The old museum that you visited actually turned into something else. And the new museum is built next to it. So for those who are going to come to visit Sarawak, please go and visit the museum because I was just there recently. It's built 5 levels and every level has a very, very interesting artifact stories, and it's a very interactive museum. So whether there is actual skulls there or not, I have only reached level 3, so I've not seen any human skulls yet. But the living museum that we're going to go during our tour for SC Sarawak special, that living museum has a human skull. So only when you come here, I'm going to point to you, that one. You got to come and see it yourself. Okay, so I hope I answered your question. So
Kim's going to show you some head, so that's good. Thank you, Kim.
No, Joe. We are not going there, Joe. Not going there, Joe. Okay. So before we go on to our next confession, if I don't do this part, then a lot of people are going to say, hey, what happened? Kim, what happened? Why so emo today? No joke. What happened to you? So I'm going to start this with this one. Okay. So to the people watching, and also Eugene and Joe, I want to ask you a question. Do amateur porn star have aircon at home?
Does a major porn star have aircon at home? Was that a question?
Does a mature porn star have aircon at home?
A mature porn star have aircon at home. I don't have an aircon at home, so I'm going to go with no.
Yeah. Nope, only fans. Okay. Tonight is very tough crowd.
But why mature porn
Joe,
star?
Joe, I thought you were going to like that one, Joe.
He's shaking his head looking
mature,
at you.
A mature porn star, ma.
Why do you go only fans?
Okay, I throw another one for Joe. I throw another one for Joe.
Amateur.
You don't get the joke, is it?
I got it. I know OnlyFans. I know. Alamak.
I thought he meant amateur, like, as in an old porn star.
Oh, he meant amateur.
Yeah, amateur porn star. Adoy.
Okay. I gotta do another one. Okay. Do you guys want to know how I grow my penis to 6 inches?
No, I don't want.
I'm more curious to know what how long it was
I before. I folded it in half.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Tonight, very bad.
Okay. I don't know if this has been said down here before, but Eugene.
Yo.
What did Cinderella say when she went? What did Cinderella say when she got to the ball?
Where's my Prince Charming? Hello?
That's my dirty joke because I think my mom's asleep, so my mom's not watching.
Yeah.
I think my mom like fast forwards from this pop point.
I'm going to channel Sonia right now.
Confessions, am I right?
I'm going to channel Sonia. Yeah. She's going to go.
Okay.
I don't understand.
Okay, don't worry. After the
Okay, we're not going to go there anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first confession, we're going to play to you whereby probably this person is going to be our new narrator because we love her voice. But this one, she told us a very short experience of her own. So we're going to... Okay, let's make it as introduction. So ladies and gentlemen, Amrita's experience.
Her very first time.
I think I'm more keen just to like... keep up my third eye. I feel like it's like weathered down. Like, I'm kind of sad it died down after I was 14, but also in a way I'm glad I don't see it too much. But now for me, I kind of just see like shapes and stuff like that. Like when my maid died, like, and we were very close to her still up until the point she tragically like was on like a ventilator and stuff and then didn't survive. I saw her, I knew the moment she passed away overseas, like, because, like, I had seen a dark figure just stand, like, and it wasn't a threatening being, like, I just saw it at the corner of my eye, I turned to look at it, and I saw it, and it disappeared in front of me, and at that moment, I had looked at my watch straight away, and to take note of the time, and I knew she had passed, and my mom was in front of me, and my husband was there, and I was like, I think Akka passed away, and they're like, what? Did someone message you? And I'm like, no, I just have a gut feeling, and I didn't want to say anything, and I waited, I messaged the person, actually, that was my point of contact in Sri Lanka, and they were like, no, I haven't heard anything, I'll find out for you and get back to you. But then about an hour, 2 hours later, she messaged me and said, I'm so sorry, she has passed away. My dad just came home and told us. So, and I asked what time, and it was that around that time that I had seen the dark figure there. And I think it was her coming to say goodbye. Like it wasn't, you know, you would expect to see the person or anything like that, but I just knew it was her. Like, coming because she hadn't seen my son or anything like that, so it was like her coming to see all of us and saying goodbye. Other times now I see like I do a lot of long distance driving for my current job, and I've seen, and it's not like long distances where I'm like I get tired or something like that, but like I've seen someone walk, like we have a lot of like road accidents in Australia, and you know how people put like crosses or like remembrance stuff like at a tree or something at the point where the accident could have been. Once it was like drizzling and raining, and I was on the highway, and I saw this man like just walk towards the bushes from the highway, and I'm like, that's weird, like why the hell would you be walking in this weather into the bushes, and where the fuck is your car? And I'm looking around, and as I got closer to him, I realized he had disappeared, and there's nowhere really to go because there was like a barricade and there was just bushland. But then as I went past, there was a memorial thing there, like with a wreath and everything, and I was like, oh fuck, I just saw a ghost. Like, you know, it's more things like that because it's not as common as when I used to see it as a child. Like I kind of already knew like, oh, this is what I'm seeing. Like, you know, I know this is not there at the moment. Yeah, so it's more like that now. compared to when I was younger.
Okay, give you a bit of background on Amrita. This is her profile. She's going to be one of our upcoming batch of narrators. She says, "Hi, I'm MZ. I'm born and bred Singaporean, but moved to Australia in the late 90s and have been here ever since. Come from a United Nations of family of mixed culture, marriages, and religions. In Australia, I work as a registered nurse by day, but come 4:30 p.m., I'm back to being a happy wife and mother. I have lots of supernatural brushes in my life, but predominantly in my childhood. I'm still a strong believer in my adulthood, even if I don't get many visual sightings as I used to." Amrita is a believer.
Right. Do we know which part of Australia she's from?
She didn't say.
She didn't say. Well, anyway, represent. Represent. Just in case that you guys don't know, right? So she was talking about memorial stuff on the side of the road. So when someone passes away, like through a car accident or on the road, what usually family and friends will do is that they'll go to the site very near to where they've passed on, and they'll put like a cross and flowers and stuff like that. And, you know, often on the anniversary of that person's kind of passing, they'll come down there and just like, you know, like put more flowers and cleaning up. So it's not a grave. They just put like a memorial there. And you tend to see this along the roadsides and or on the like the the island in the middle of the road. So that was what she was talking about.
Okay.
Okay. I want to put in a comment for this one. Okay. I wanted to actually ask a question whereby you see for Amrita, she tell us about her experience, because obviously she's the person who can see all these things, right? Let's say that she's a person with this different ability, or the third eye, as we call it in our community. So at first in the story, she mentioned that she saw a dark figure whereby she felt that this is actually the ex-maid, the maid that used to work for her family. And after that, the maid went back, you know, got sick, then after that she passed away, right? So the moment she saw that dark figure, she's like, hey, I think the maid passed away. So that is the dark figure at first, right? And then after that, when later on she tell us another story where it happens at roadside, then she saw an old man. But this old man, she did not actually say how the old man looks like, right? She just saw like as if there is a man. So I wanted to ask a question to the community or to anybody watching this from different platform or even on podcast. If you guys are the people with abilities or the third eye, do you guys see all these things the same, or is it different at different times? Like for example, if you see, this time it can be a black figure, and then the other time is they appear like any other human being, it's just that they don't have something, you know, or at times you just see it's a mist.
We are experiencing some technical difficulties, guys.
Okay.
The plane only has one wheel, so we cannot land. If you like to strap in, take a deep breath and pray to whatever god that you prefer that we have a safe landing.
Okay. Kim is back.
Here we go.
Can you hear him?
I hope I don't have an echo this time. Okay, no echo.
No echo. Woo!
Okay, I hope you guys can hear me this time. If you guys cannot hear me, then probably it's still the issue, lah.
All right, so
okay,
I'm just gonna say.
Okay, Kim, no sound. Kim, voice too soft. Okay, now good. I think right. Okay,
yeah,
now
it's very good. Yeah. Just very quickly. Amrita was saying that this is a Kwinana freeway going to Mandurah, so this is south of the river, and usually, you know, that road is, if it's at night, it can be quite quiet. So keep going. Yeah.
Okay. Is it in a
rural? No, it's a freeway. It's a freeway.
Oh, freeway. Oh, okay.
It was a freeway. Yeah.
All right. So I was saying just now, I was asking people who has different abilities like Amrita, whereby when you see all these different stuff, do they appear in a different form, as in do they sometimes appear in a black shadow, sometimes do they appear like you know, like any other normal human being? It's just that probably they don't have a leg, you know, something like that. What do you guys see normally? Because I remember I have a friend who also have the ability, and she also possessed this third eye. According to her, she said all this while, the things that she see, it's in the form of a mist, but you can actually see a shape of a human. It's Okay. Mm. The best way to describe it is, do you remember our Bali photo? That's exactly how they will appear.
The shadow one, is it?
Yeah, the shadow. The one that is in the...
Oh, you mean the reflection on the lens? Oh, okay, that one, yeah.
Mm, okay.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks. So, yeah, I want to know, does it appear differently for people at different times? So, Eugene, people who have this ability, when they come and talk to you, what do they normally say?
Okay, so most of it will say it's misty stuff, something translucent, just a shadow. But I've also spoken to some people, mm-hmm. like if you look at Rose mom, where she sometimes can mistake the person for being real. Also in our confessor, the anonymous confessor, last week and tonight as well, she sees an exact person sitting there. So she don't see it misty, she sees an exact person. So it's a bit hard to say, yeah?
Okay. Mm, okay. Yeah. A bit hard to say. So I am going to go with people who have this ability. Yeah, I want you guys to put in response, either send us an email about how do they usually appear to you whenever you guys see these things. You know? Those listening in podcasts, you know, now you can drop in your response whereby I did ask in a few past episodes whereby people actually put in response in Spotify as well. So if you guys are listening to this on Spotify, you can put in your response as well. Tell us your story day also, or you want to drop us an email, you can do that as well.
Very nice.
Okay, so I think Eugene is too busy with the technical stuff.
No, I am ready. I am ready. Okay. So this was what I was working on.
What do you
want
to say about Amita's experience?
I feel that Amita's experience is... I feel that she is extremely sincere in what she has felt. And it's one of those people with gifts where they can detect things and feel things. But what was really endearing about her is most times where people will say, I do not want this gift. I don't want to be able to see. I don't want to be able to react. But Amita was like, no, no. I want to be able to react. I want to be able to see. It's just that I'm losing it, but I still believe. So to me, that was something that was very endearing for me.
So, okay, then this one, come the next homework. Okay, because we should have started with this, but we did not. So, all the hosts, did you guys listen to the episode 179 on our
podcast? I do homework.
Hell yeah. Oh,
did I do homework.
I know.
Hell yeah.
Okay, good boy. Miss Sonia, probably busy traveling, so did not listen to the Wednesday podcast, huh?
Oh, Sonia Shia, yay!
Episode 179, guys.
Wait. Have to say hello to Sonia first, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, Sonia!
Where in
Sonia,
the
you
world
gotta say something now.
Is Sonia Kurana?
Hi. Hey, I'm going to say hey. Where in the world is Sonia Kurana? I am in a small little town called... Sabasun. Inari in Lapland, Finland.
Inari is one of my most favorite sushi.
Not relatable, but okay.
Love
Sonia,
Inari,
I can
sushi.
Continue.
Inari, it sounds very Japanese. And the indigenous people of this area, this far north, they share ties with Norway and Russia, the Sami people. And if you look at them, they actually look quite Eskimo-esque. So very interesting. I was at the museum reading up about them, the Sami people, and some of their legend and lore and superstitions. Very interesting stuff.
Mm. How do you say hello in Finnish?
You just say, hey.
Oh, okay.
That's it.
I need that.
Is it? Thank you. There are a few key words. Like thank you is kitos. So every time I travel, you guys pick up all these things as well, yeah?
I'm learning, Sonia.
I pick it up at the show. Then after the show, I forgot about it already. Now last time when you were in Africa, you teach us some word also. I don't really actually remember already. I just remember you have a very black, hairy animal walking past by, and then you... People say, don't touch, this one, don't touch. So yeah, I just remember that. I don't remember the language. Sorry about that.
Oh, the gorilla. You're talking about the gorilla.
Yeah, gorilla. Unless you capture some other thing that is black and heavy. Okay, so Sonia, okay, for those who did not listen to the Wednesday podcast, or you might have missed it out, I'm going to give you a very short version of it. Okay, the confessor actually told us in the story where he was actually rushing for a last-minute assignment. He got chased out of school by a security. Then after that, he went to a McD. McD chased them out because they say they are closing. Then after that, they went around, stopped by a police. Police say, go wherever you need to go, but just don't loiter around. So they went back to the school, talked to the security guard. Security guard said, okay, you go to this particular area whereby you just stop there and do whatever you need to do, but don't go anywhere. So they went to this place. Then after that, they study, right? They do their assignment. Then after that, they have a light, similar like mine now, whereby it's a vending machine. The light is in front of this confessor. I am sitting facing the light, and behind me supposed to be have a shadow, right? Then there's a person who sits in front of me. Then after that, the person looked behind him. Then after that, when he turned, he saw a woman's shadow gliding past by on the wall, on the wall. So when he turned around, the friend already packed and start to run already. Then he start to pack, and then he start to run as well. They went to the security post, gasping for air. The security guard asked what happened. Then they say, okay, they saw this. Then the security guard said, oh, okay. Actually, here also got. Okay. Then after that, security guard took out chairs, asked them to sit down. They sit down, chat with the security guard. Security guard then, after that, talk to them for a bit. Then after that, security guard said, okay, by 4 a.m. ready. Okay, now should be okay already. Security guard then brought back them to the place where they saw the shadow just now. Sit together with the security guard, then the security guard talk to the confessor, blah blah blah. Then after that, security guard asks, do you believe in angel? Are you religious? Okay. Then after that, the confessor said, why? Wow, 4 a.m. are you trying to convert me into Christianity? This is madness. Okay. Then after that, he did not answer. He just said, yeah. Then after that, the security guard said, how come you don't believe in angel when you just see a dirty things? He don't have an answer. Then after that, come morning. Then the confessor said, thank you very much. I haven't got your name. Then ask the security guard. Security guard say, my name is Zach. Okay. Then they went off to do their things, right? Zach went off to the security post. They went off, took a power nap, and then after that, continued their class the next morning. Right? When they finished school, they walked past by the security guard post. That is when they're like, hey, no Zach. How come? 1 week passed by. Still no Zach. So he went up to one of the guard and said, hey, how come I've not seen Zach for the past 1 week? Security guard say, Zach? Who's Zach? After that, he say, yeah, there's this one security guard whereby I talked to at this one particular time. They say, there's never a Zach walking here. So he opened up a rooster and say, see, which one do you talk to in that particular night? There was never a Zach. So that's the end of the story. This is the same confessor who told us a story. A couple of years later, he met another man that introduced himself as Love, which asked him the same question. Are you religious? Ding, ding. I wish I can enter sound effect now, but yeah. Okay, so go. Guys, what do you guys think?
I believe it's an angel. It must be.
It must be. Okay.
I think like in last week when I said such incidences happen where there are entities that come and walk amongst us. And if there's evil entity, there will be good entity. In this case, they've met an angel. I love this story very, very much. Gives me the goosebumps when I hear it like twice. Because, you know, I do homework, not like Sonia and JDC. They never listen. I'm quite sure.
JDC got lah. JDC listen when he go to sleep. He want to listen to the confessor's voice, not my voice.
Oh, yeah. No, it's Kim's voice. It's Kim's voice. But I have to say, Sonia, and I agree with several people who have posted this on YouTube and on Facebook, you are positively glowing today.
Ooh.
The cold and the fresh air must be doing you very, very good. So,
I went on a walk in the forest yesterday. I needed a recharge. Yeah. Now, that's I'm one of those that recharge in the forest. I believe very much in forest bathing. And I've had a very dark aura around me recently and needed to get into that forest. But I feel so much better. I'm lighter. I think it shows. So thank you.
It does.
Good. good thing. Okay.
See, Joe, this is how you get into the good side of Sonia, and she doesn't stab you when she sees you in whack. Okay. So for me, the story, right? I think the stories by themselves unconnected were good stories anyway. Mm. Okay. Mm. There didn't even need to be the connection. And if you were to ask my personal opinion, I think this was both wonderful stories. And I would tend towards actually believing that something like this happened. But alas, this is not my job on this, on SC, right? I am not the guy to come here and go, Hantu. Okay? So I have several possible explanations for what could have happened. Okay, I'll take the first one that Kim was talking about, where the friend saw something walk across the, behind him, right?
Women's shadow.
Yeah, part of me goes, it's possible that an insect or something crawled across that light, right in front of that light, and the image just happened to be that of a woman. Right?
Mm.
Okay. That, when you're out there, your prime is dark and you see the shadow, the person could have just interpreted this as that. Okay. That's a potential explanation. Now, I can see Eugene's face. Eugene's like, bullshit. I'm going to continue. Right. Okay. Yeah. So now we go to the question of Zach. Okay. So this guy goes to the thing and talks to Zach. And then for the next week, he isn't able to see this guy called Zach. He goes back to the control room. He goes, where the hell is Zach? And the guy goes, Zach? There's no Zach working here. And he takes up a book, which I assume is full of names of the people who have worked there, right?
Mm.
Could Zach be... And, I'm linking this to the guy talking to him about religion and about that. Mm. Let's just take it that this guy was Christian, because you talk about converting to Christianity, right?
Mm. Yeah.
Is Zach this guy's Christian name? Is this guy names Foster Chinese names? This guy could have been called Hum Sup Lo, right? And really, his Christian name is just Zach. So when you look at the book, you just see Tan Hock Leong, Hum Sup Lo, all the different names, and you go, Tada Zach. Zach mana. Okay? But actually Zach's just Hum Sup Lo. And he can't tell people that because no one's going to take you seriously if your name is Hamsa Lo, right? So, okay, we have that. And linking this story to stuff that happens before was this whole narrative that the two separate individuals talked about religion. Now, I don't know about you, but I've had people unconnected talk to me about religion. Right, and it could be as simple as, do you believe in a higher power? Do you believe in the existence of ghosts? What do we do here? We talk about stuff that is very intimately connected with religion. So could it be that this individual has taken all the disparate events from one side, one event from this side, and just bridged the two?
So I felt like Sonia is so proud of Joe tonight. Like, Joe, wow, Joe.
Sonia, I've been holding the fort. I've been holding the fort while you're away. Okay, I have not defected. I've held the fort.
Then now Sonia goes, I believe it's the Hantu.
Boom!
Okay, Sonia, you want to say something first before I sambung?
Yes. With regards to the story, thank you so much for the recap. Thank you. Okay, in this particular case, I've had an incident where I believe there was intervention for something that I was going through as well. That I can relate to the story in the sense, visit by an angel, so to speak, to send a message. So we are always going to attribute otherworldly things to stuff we don't understand. Like, this particular case was someone telling me I needed to have another child to keep my only child at that time company. And it was a teenage boy who sat beside me at a random fountain and asked if my daughter was an only child. And I had replied, yes. He said, please have another to keep her company. I found it all very strange because it was a Singaporean teenager. They're not that forthright, and they're not going to talk about something, like other people's children and for him to come and sit beside me on the fountain. So when I relate this story, people said that it must have been an angel that sat beside me giving me advice. I didn't know how to take it, but it reminded, this story you told reminded me of that. Was I visited by an angel? Was this lady visited by an angel asking questions like, are you religious? Now,
an angel?
I agree with a lot of the things that Joe had said, walking behind.
But
it could just have been some random person. But. What do you mean, but?
Sonia,
that was one.
And angel.
As for his name,
we're talking about angel. You know, do you see an angel every time you look in the mirror?
What?
Tired, ladies.
Hey.
You, I don't, yeah. I don't contribute to the kopi money. You know that, right?
Oh, you don't. So that one was okay. I take it back.
You want her to buy you all the oyster omelette in Kuching later when she come down?
Ah, nasi lemak padang.
Okay.
Yes. Back to the name. Yes, it could have been easily. Zach used his nickname or his other name, and it is not going to show in the guard log or something. That's a very common thing, right? We all have pet names and nicknames and whatnot, and sometimes we don't want people to know our real names. We give some other random names. But you know how I feel about these stories. I always apply logic first. Though, you know, stuff has happened to me where I don't deny that more can happen. You don't check your head. You are just the same.
Too close to that line for my liking, Sonia.
That stuff has happened where it's very hard for me. I sometimes have to straddle that line. You know that.
I like it that, you know, when Sonia leaves, you know, she goes all this round the world to, she comes back wiser, knowing that there is a spirit world out there and that there are things that cannot be explained by logic. I like this gray area, Sonia, right now. One toe away,
I don't like it,
from being Team Hantu.
Okay, like it. Okay. I'm gonna put in my part, Okay. So yes, like whatever Joe and Sonia said just now, could be possible, right?
With of course,
insect passing by. Then after that, somehow
shape
you
of
see
a woman passing by. Hello.
Yeah.
No,
let's say
it's far enough. What you see, like right now, where I am. If something were to walk behind.
Let's say it is, Let's say it is. Let's say the security guard also, the name is Hamsap Law, but I just want to be known as Zach, right? So he tells everybody, this is my name card, Zach. If you need safety, I am your guy, Zach, right? Yeah. Okay, let's go with that. But then you got to know, he go to school every day looking for Zach, but Zach never appeared. Okay, Zach, let's take this. This guy, he actually supposed to be retiring already. That is his last day at work, right? So then after that, he show up. Hamsap Law say, my name is Zach. Then after that, I'll tell the kid this story. Then after that, he cabut, retired. Retired in Finland. Now live very near to Sonia, yeah, right? The confessor never see Zach anymore, okay? But the question whereby ask something which is so similar to another person that happens in E-Hub, which I find no connection at all, but they both ask the same question. And when I do a little bit of digging, this is actually what gives me goosebumps when I do this. Okay, I'm gonna just read it to you. Okay, Zach, let's assume Zach is a short form for Zechariah. It's a name that many of us would know, right? Okay, Zechariah is mentioned in Christianity and also Islam teaching. Okay.
Correct.
So Joe, tell me, who is this father to? Oh, didn't go Sunday school,
Don't like that, my father.
Okay.
Throw me under the bus like that.
Zechariah, same in the Bible and also
Ishmael? No.
No, it's the father of John the Baptist.
Yahya, that's what I thought.
Exactly. In Al-Quran, right? John the Baptist. Okay. So, you see, okay, Zach is a short form for Zechariah, father for John the Baptist. Then, the person, the old man in Ehab, introduced himself as, do you remember? What is his name?
John.
Love.
It's not Zach. It's not John.
Love.
It's Love. Oh. Right, oh, it's Love. Name. Okay. Do you... it's a very odd name, but let's not go there first. But do you know in Bible, what book is actually written God is Love?
John 3:16.
The book of John.
The book of Bible.
Too many coincidences.
Why?
Exactly. That's what I felt.
Oh, shit.
This is creating connections where connections don't exist. I can do the same thing, bro. I can go, okay, Zach. You know what happens, right? Zach is the name.
Hey, I give you your time just now.
I believe you, not. Man, Kim. I'm so... This is because, on the fridge now,
I'm defensive. Sonia already moving. then Kim, and then bloody Eugene's face, see? Smiling, right? And then you giggling like that. I only one small square here, one small rectangle, bro.
So now the question becomes, we have to ask him, Kim. You are clearly religious. Joe, you not so much.
My mother, father here finished, you know.
Yeah, they're watching the show, no? Auntie, time when you send Joe to Sunday school, I think he end up in a cinema somewhere. I think most probably in the cinema somewhere. Watching what I don't want to comment.
I was in Far East.
Oh my god.
11:10 already. We got two more confessions and one know your aunt too.
I think we can leave one confession to next week. Okay, we play the Know Your Hantu first, but if nothing to talk about the Know Your Hantu, then we move on to the next confession. So, Eugene, hit it.
All right, hold on. My mouse cannot move because my...
Wow, sandpaper operator, this one.
Okay. Hit it.
A ravenous demon and its endless appetite for human flesh. This week, Know Your Hantu will be about Barkasura. Barkasura is a Rakshasa, a supernatural man-eater in the Indian Sanskrit epic Mahabharata. He's also known by the names of Barka or Vaka. According to the Hindu epic, the famous Pandava brothers were in exile with their mother Kunti when they came to Ekachakura, a village where Barkasura lives. The brother and their mother stayed with the Brahmin family, who were kind enough to shelter them all. All was good during the stay until soon they learned about the brutal, barbaric cannibalism of the Rakshasa, Barkasura, who is living in a cave near the village and would devour any men, women, or children who passes through the forest. The king apparently had fled due to fear and had left the villagers to fend for themselves against the giant demon. The helpless villagers had no choice but to make a deal with Barkasura, assuring that they would send a cart of food daily. However, Barkasura, being a vicious demon, consumed not only the food, but also the person that delivering it. Kunti, upon hearing this and witnessing her kind horse crying about the fact that it was their turn to bring the cart to Barkasura the next day, instructed her own son Bhima to replace them and bring the cart instead. She is convinced that Bhima could help end the life of Barkasura, and as a token of appreciation for the kindness that the villagers showed to her family. The next day, Bhima departed carrying a cart full of food to Barka. Throughout the journey, Bhima took the opportunity to consume the food all to himself. He had no fear about the deadly demon Barka in spite of the villagers' stories. The cart was wiped off clean when it reached Barka, and enraged by what he saw, Barka threatened to kill and eat Bhima and started a battle between them. The Rakshasa Barkasura was killed in the fight, and it ended the long terror for the villagers of Ekachakura. Legend said that the village is in Maharashtra, and modern day it's called as Erandol in Jalgaon district. However, far away from the district headquarters and Nine Park village in this mandal of Telangana, situated a temple built centuries ago in the name of Bakasura. The local folklore believes that Bakasura once ruled their land and believed to protect his subjects instead and only kill them.
Okay.
Oh, are we? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Kim sounds like a natural Tamil speaker, you know. Really.
No, la, okay. I want to apologize for those who say the Tamil pronunciation not chun. I'm sorry, la. Not native, ma. I don't speak. Okay. This is a fun fact for you, Sarawakian. You know how many percentage only Indian, not 2%, no? You know how small is 2%, no?
I said very
do
small.
So much, still want to cannot complain. Ah, you very hard at this job.
People say cannot cut off, Is it cut off or finish?
Yeah, that's why I say lah, cannot cut off lah.
Still some more.
Okay, never mind. I sambung the bit lah, huh? Only kill the people outside his kingdom. Whereby people still worship him as God in some parts of India, whereby people still think that he protects the people, lah. It's just that he killed the people outside of his kingdom.
Mm.
So, yep.
Okay. I tell you, my computer, I don't know whether I can tahan to 11:30 or not. It is very sluggish and slow right now.
I keep getting kicked out of the OBS.
It seems like it's already 11:15 now.
Whoa!
Yeah,
I think we play one more confession. Quickly talked about it, then let's go with that, lah. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the final confession for tonight. Final award, narrated by Mark.
Final award, Taiwanese confession, written by Ken M. I am a retired brigadier general from the army. When I was younger, I was a camp commandant. One of my responsibilities at that time was sending off young conscripts who had completed their time in military service and issuing them with a service award. Traditionally, this was done at midnight so as to signify the transition to the next day on which they became civilians. On one such night, a list of about 10 men was given to me. Under the moonlight, I shook each man's hand, gave them a farewell embrace, and thanked them for their service. Strangely, when I reached the last man, he was in tears and crying inconsolably. I tried to comfort him and gave him thanks, adding that he may want to consider signing on as a regular. Later that day, after sunrise, a fellow officer called me and said, "Hey, I'm sorry I have bad news. One of the conscripts met with a fatal road accident at 11:30 p.m. and they found a service award in his pocket. Now they suspect you of holding the ceremony before 12 and letting them off earlier, which is against military regulations. They may commence court-martial proceedings against you." I was extremely upset to hear such a false accusation, but I could not explain how I could have let them off early when my watch told me that I had conducted the ceremony on the dot at midnight. Many weeks passed and I heard nothing else about the incident. Not wanting to live in a dread of potential punishment, I went to see my superiors to ask them what the progression of the investigation was. My superior officer simply said that the case had been dismissed, that I should not worry about the matter further. But I persisted in wanting to know what exactly happened, as I had been wrongly accused of this. Reluctantly, he told me. They went through the camp bookings in and out records and noticed his name among all the other names. All the conscripts booked out after midnight, and he could not have forged the record because his name was in between two other names. There was no earlier entries as the other slots had been filled by other personnel who were not involved. I started getting goosebumps, realizing that the soul of the sopping man in question probably came back after death to collect his one final award.
Freaky.
Sad and
first,
creepy
I want
at the
to
same
say,
time.
You know, what adds to that mood is the music and the special effects. Wow, kudos, Kim.
Very well produced.
Yeah, man. It's only getting better and better and better.
I did not cry for that sound effect. Like, I just downloaded it. I did not cry for that.
Okay, I think this is going to be very challenging for even Joe to claim something rational about this.
Yeah, so quiet.
Sometimes things get entered wrongly into you know, records and stuff like that, and people can mistake a person for another person. So it's always possible.
Wow.
Well, I feel them bad. Just always look. For me, this is it's a sad as well as a scary story, right?
Mm.
And I don't know. I don't have much to say that. Other than it's always possible that people can make mistakes in situations like this, right? Mm. We are not infallible. We can get things wrong. We can sometimes, you know. Sorry, was that Sonia? Oh, sorry.
No, I was
back.
Just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So look, I don't have much to say about this other than there's a possibility that this might be paranormal.
Today, the paranormal team is on a roll.
Yeah. Man. Did you like how there was like no, like you can't beat them, so you join them?
No. You're like the unwelcome kid at the party. It's like, the fellow at that one.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to my childhood.
Okay, I want to say, okay, but let's go with Eugene, since Eugene has been too busy handling all the technical part. Okay, Eugene, put in your input for this.
This is classic horror, right? You know, the guy
army horror.
Yeah, no, he's dead, but then his spirit came back to the other side to receive the award. And then, you know, when they find the body, there's a award in the pocket. Now, this is your classic horror movie storyline. Whether this can really happen in real life, I have a bit of question with this one. I'm not saying that their story is false, but in terms of how I know how spirits function, they don't get to travel through time and then take on a physical object, put it in their pocket, go back in time and die again. It's just the manifestation of two different worlds, the afterlife and this life, trying to connect and bringing that tangible piece into the other. It's a little bit out there for me. Again, I don't have an explanation how it's done logically. Could it also be, now I'm just wrapping my head around this, right, that the major or the general has probably let the guy go first, right? Sir, I need to go. Okay. Don't tell anyone. I'll give you the award first and you head off, okay? And then something happened and then he died. And then he's like, oh, shit. How am I gonna explain this now? But since dead men tell no tales, he just keep quiet and everything just goes away. And he gets away scot-free. Then he said, you know what? This narrative about a ghost story is an easy one to get myself out of trouble. So maybe that's what he's doing.
Okay, hold on a second. What
so logical, yes, exactly. He just went logical on us.
What is happening right now? Don't just suddenly throw.
I also don't know what to say, lah. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us this Friday night live. It has been great. We're gonna cut short due to Eugene's computer lagging. Okay. Let's say he provides that logical explanation, but how do you actually explain the part whereby the signing part?
Yeah.
Because that is already stated, you know, he did not.
And this is, this is a personal confession. It's not a telltale passed down urban legend, right? So let's give the confessor the benefit of the doubt, right?
Exactly.
To be fair, yeah. I don't know how this works. Yes, it is a very classic ghost story, but in terms of the paranormal explanation, I'm baffled. But I do like this narration, this line of narrative very, very much. I just cannot explain in a paranormal sense how this can even function.
So do I have anything to say?
I feel that stories, army stories especially, were created and then continue to be retold in an passed down to keep recruits in line. And also to keep them behaving. Because if you don't behave, then, you know, and you don't report on time, you don't do this on time, you get left behind, and these are the things that can happen. So I kind of feel it is more of a law and superstition type story as opposed to could it have actually happened. I'm not saying that it didn't, because the story came from somebody. But at the same time, we are influenced by a lot of different things that we hear. Mm. So, you know, and that also influences our own narrative. So
I think someone mentioned that could it be someone else signed in for that soldier?
Could easily be. Don't you all cover up for each other when it comes to the army? Like, no. Help each other do things? No, no, no. I've heard enough stories. Okay? I didn't go to the army, but I've heard enough stories.
All right.
So, yeah, it could easily have been somebody else signing in for him. And there was another part in that story where the guy said that he didn't know if something was wrong with his... No, no. He said that it was 12. He did the ceremony at 12 o'clock. Hey, his watch could easily have been spoiled. It could have not worked, you know, with the battery and stuff.
No, no. Because so they also did a check. All the other soldiers said it was 12. They signed off at 12. So that part was...
Yeah, but his because he was questioning his watch. And when it comes to anything mechanical, things can go wrong. So time-wise...
Comment from Marv Red. Nah, I was in command position in army. We don't use ghosts as scare tactics. No way, he says.
But I've heard otherwise from other officers, and there are always going to be different narratives from different people. So I guess it depends where you went, which camp, and stuff. I've been to some.
Okay, I'm gonna go with. We have heard a lot of stories where dead actually pass on, then after that somehow their spirits come back and probably to tell their friends, relatives some message that they are supposed to tell, right? But not actually for me. I don't remember reading or listen to this kind of heard this kind of story where they actually came back and took something physical with them. That is something that we have never really heard about, right? So this let's say this person passed on at 11:30, then after that he came back, tagged the medal, right? Somehow they found it on him after. This is a little bit far-fetched, but I'm gonna go with probably this guy has done a lot of good in his life. Somehow, when he passed on, then after that, whatever that collects him, that's supposed to bring him to wherever he's supposed to go and say, seems like you have done a lot of good deeds in the world. I'm going to give you one last wish before you go.
An angel came down to give him a...
Religious again.
Then after that, he said, actually, I just won my final award. I never really won anything in life. I join colouring competition, never win. Join lucky draw at shopping mall, never win. This is the only time I got final award. Then after that, half an hour before got the award, I die. Then the angel said, okay, since you do a lot of good deeds, I'm going to let you have the final award. So the moral of the story is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's to do a lot of good deeds in your world. Before you go, you never know when you go. So you better do a lot of good deeds, because so that when you go, you know what to answer. Say, wherever I might be sent to, I know I have done good in the world. Say tonight.
Wow! So very preachy.
Sifu say, when you die, you know, come up again. You fall down, you lie there. Come on.
If I come down to Australia, I want to meet your Sifu one day. I really want to meet him.
I'm telling you, he's like, he's crazy. There's this, I think he's done too much iron shit kung fu. That he's just, his mind's just gone. I'm telling you, the stuff that I say is a fraction of the stuff that he'll say.
Give us one more wisdom of Sifu say.
He goes, okay. I tell you, okay, you don't know. This very high level, very high level. When you got a very strong gong, this is energy, very strong gong, you're sitting in like a dark room, but you see outside, but no one can see in, but you can see out. Understand? And we go, no. No, he goes, understand? And we go, yeah, we understand. No, you don't understand. I go, if you don't understand, because it's very high level. It's very high level teaching, right? And then we go, do you understand? We go, no. I know you don't understand. That's why I tell you. So there's just no way. There's just no way.
No win. To him.
There's no way. You go straight. It will deflect to the left. Just like his Tai Chi, you go down. He deflect up. He just cannot get the center. He goes. This is the, because he can't speak English properly. He's from China. This is the curse of Tai Chi Chuan. You'll never get into my center. You know why? And we go, I don't know why. Because I know center. The whole universe is the center. And then we just drink tea and talk shit for the rest of the night. That's our Tai Chi training.
Like him already.
I think we should have like a JDC Shifu session at the end of, like, you know, the last 3 minutes of the show.
It's the wise words, you know.
Yeah.
Saravanan actually requested for that. Wait, is it Saravanan? Yeah, Saravanan said JDC needs to have a Shifu segment from now on. Hashtag Shifu Joe.
Shifu Joe.
Did you tell your joke today, Kim?
Horrible. I don't think you will get it.
One for the road. One for me. I miss your jokes.
One for you. Let me think about something that is less dirty. Okay. what do you call a dragon that does not graduate medical school?
Drag queen?
Argon. Because there's no DR in the front. Very hard, lah, tonight's crowd. Fuck, very hard. Sonia, see, Sonia's face.
We'll take this offline and explain to Sonia for the next 1 hour. Alrighty, folks. 11:30, we're going to go to our confessions that we have, our featured confession tonight. Very quickly, we got about 1 minute, 2 minutes left for me to give you the brief rundown. I almost mentioned her name. Okay, let's call her UT, okay?
UT.
Yes, UT is living in Ang Mo Kio, okay? One of the avenue in Ang Mo Kio is an even number, also rhymes with a Chinese word that means death, and she has claimed that her neighborhood, the estate, is extremely dirty. If you watched last episode, where she says her mom and her have the sight, and they could see things, and mom have seen people who are arguing with the spouse, and one guy just jumped off the balcony, the jump off the block. But as you were arguing, there was a cheekbone, or kaka, I should call it, right? So if those of you who are watching the video and was wondering, what the hell is a kaka? Kaka is Pontiana. Okay? So if you're living in Ang Mo Kio, I know some of you have requested, hey, is there any Ang Mo Kio stories? This one especially for you guys. Okay? And also, she and mom both works at Army Camp, and there's also Army Camp stories. So very nice ending to this confession. There's Army Camp stories, Ang Mo Kio stories. I hope you guys enjoy the show today. Okay, dokes. Shifu, say your goodbye.
Okay. What I want to say before we go is that very much thank you to Saravanan, Ryan, Karina, Alsatian, Adrian, Chua, Chu, someone, and ZP for all your coffee contributions. Zippy. Much, much love. And again, we've got the entire cast back of SC. So woo! I'm loving tonight. I love the banter. Guys, as I always say, there are more questions than there are answers. Thank you so much for spending time with us, guys. Mwah!
Nicely done. Is this where I jump in, like I normally do?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, it seems that I usually have a super rational explanation, though I tend to straddle a couple. No, never mind. I don't straddle. No straddling. I'll see you guys next week, I guess. Do we still have show next week, or is this?
Yeah, next week. God,
I'm just not around on it. No, guys, can not.
Ayo.
Goodbye. One liner can become 5 minutes. No. Next.
Okay. Sorry. Bye.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, if you want to join us at Kuching, you can find us. The details is everything is on the website. If you want to join us in Singapore on the 21st, it's also on the website. But if you want to join John, Eugene, and the rest of the people for a walk in Changi, that is also on the website. Cut it short, just go to the website. Whatever it is on the website. Once again, it's www.supernaturalconfessions.com. Thank you very much. I'm kicking off with whatever you don't see doesn't mean It is Sort Day. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you very much for joining us on Every Friday Night Live. Without you guys, we will be alone. But because you are joining us every week, we feel very much love. And this is usually signing off as you are not alone. All right, go check out supernaturalconfessions.com website and now to YouTube where 11:30 our featured confession is playing right now. Good night, everybody.
What did you find? You are listening to Supernatural Confessions.